renewable problems.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If President Bush is serious about renewable energy, then it would make sense to invest in the nation's premier renewable energy laboratory. Today, the president visits that lab as part of a tour to promote his agenda. But recent events there have some people questioning the president's commitment to alternative energy. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden, Colorado made news just after the State of the Union address when 32 staff members received pink slips because of the lab's $28 million budget shortfall. But in advance of Bush's visit, those employees were told over the weekend their jobs would be reinstated. Matt Baker with the advocacy group Environment Colorado says restoring the jobs will help advance research into renewables, but only in the near term.
We still have overall dollars decreasing for renewable energy and energy efficiency programs by this Congress and this president.
The president's original 2007 budget proposal would have cut the lab's funding by $10 million. But Bush arrives in Colorado today with a revised budget that tacks on another $15 million. Critics say that's just a drop in the bucket if the U.S. is serious about weaning itself off foreign oil anytime soon. In Golden, Colorado, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
You may have heard about the recent flap concerning Radio Shack CEO. David Edmondson was accused of lying about college degrees on his resume. Well, he's not the CEO anymore. He stepped down yesterday and was replaced by Radio Shack's chief operating officer. Edmondson didn't last a year on the job, even though he was with the company for about a dozen years. Walmart is so big now, it's become an economic indicator. Today, the retailer comes out with its fourth quarter earnings. As Ashley Milne-Tite reports, Wall Street may not be too thrilled.
Walmart posted its worst holiday sales in 5 years, and analysts expect lackluster earnings of about 83 cents a share. Howard Davidowitz runs his own retail consulting firm, which does no business with Walmart. He expects earnings to jump in future quarters because of a push to improve merchandise.
The quality of their apparel, their home offerings, their electronics, they have a lot of initiatives underway that I think are going to propel this company to over $3 a share next year.
Initiatives like distribution centers that stock and dispatch the fastest selling items, increasing the company's return on investment per store. Of course, retailers need shoppers, and Davidowitz warns this year could be tough on consumers as they come to terms with negative savings and rising interest rates. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Do you do your taxes online? Or maybe the more appropriate question is, have you started doing your online taxes yet? Already this year, traffic on internet tax sites is up 26%, according to Nielsen Net Ratings. That means 14 million people have visited websites such as IRS.com, H&RBlock.com, and TaxCut.com. It also suggests people are getting a head start on their taxes this year. It'll be back to business on Wall Street later this morning. In overseas trading, crude oil is above $61 a barrel. The dollar gained value against the Japanese yen, and gold opened lower at about $552 an ounce. You're listening to Marketplace. Remember this commercial?
Real cola tastes just one calorie.
Well, the diet drink in the pink can is getting a makeover. Here's Andrea Gardner.
Coke scaled back Tab in the 80s to make way for Diet Coke, but the Cola King has revived the brand in a new power drink called Tab Energy. The pink concoction comes in a skinny can, packs three times more caffeine, and like its predecessor, is aimed squarely at women. Analyst Tom Perko says soft drink companies are churning out energy drinks to grow market share, but most of the products are geared for men.
They're marketing an alternative to macho, and Tab has a lot of old and classic female associations, so it's easy to see how you would fit it into that model.
Coke is betting Tab Energy will be a hit. The power drink sector is a $1 billion market and has grown 700% since 2000. I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
And the Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, celebrating National Heart Month by encouraging Americans to take action to reduce their risk of heart disease. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. The facts, without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Some people choose mutual funds based on their social beliefs. For example, they'll only invest in environmentally friendly companies or firms that adhere to certain religious criteria. One of those funds is getting a lot of attention for its big gains. As Nancy Farghalli tells us, it takes guidance from the Quran.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا.
What does this verse from the Muslim holy book have to do with this tune? The answer has everything to do with riba. That's the Arabic word for interest. Dr. Mazembel Siddiqui directs an Islamic center in Southern California. He says according to the Quran, charging and collecting interest is a sin.
So if you have given any loan to the people and some interest is due, don't take it. You just take your capital.
Dr. Siddiqui says Muslims just need to find investments that don't violate Islamic law. Lucky for them, one such fund is trouncing almost every fund on the market. The Amana Growth Fund had a 20% return last year. The S&P 500 posted a 5% return. Monam Salem is the director of Islamic investing for Saturna Capital. That's the company that runs the Amana funds.
We don't buy companies in alcohol, tobacco, gambling, banking, insurance, pornography, pork products, those things.
But when Salam tried to find companies on Wall Street that didn't deal in these products, he came up empty-handed. So Salam says Islamic scholars relax the rules. The goal is to limit a company's exposure to impure activities.
The idea is not to invest in any company that's growing majority of their operations through the use of debt.
Every company gets checked and rechecked. For example, the grocery chain Albertsons came and went.
We actually invested in there because we liked their business model and we thought it was a good company to invest in. But over time, what happened was is that they began to increase their sales in alcohol. And once that threshold passed 5%, we ended up selling the company.
Selling assets isn't the norm for Amana funds. They've got low stock turnover, and that benefits the investor since high turnover equals high fees. Morningstar's David Kathman.
Trading a lot in stocks is considered a form of gambling, then the funds aren't allowed to trade very often in stocks. And that's also a very good strategy because buying good stocks and holding onto them as long as something seriously doesn't go wrong, that's a better strategy in the long term than trying to figure out what's going to be hot and trying to trade in and out of those stocks.
Kathman says it is best to believe in long-term investing. Having faith in what's hot in the market doesn't always pan out. I'm Nancy Farghalli for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media. The Big Easy wants to make a big impression.